So, thank you. It's about half past three, and the house is getting full. Every second we are chatting, and I think it's time now we get into the church service. No, international church service. We normally have two services every week. The national service on Saturday, where Brother Ken is a speaker every Saturday. And now it's not something that we even plead to the people in Malawi to come. It is said, it is established, it is in the hearts of everybody. We don't need to invite people to come, they just come because they know that it's a time for the church service, which the speaker is our brother Ken. We have the women, we have the men right here in the house. And I know there are many people online. And as Brother Ken was talking about the two beggars sharing or inviting each other where to get bread, there's no better beggar there. All of them are beggars. So it just reminds me this afternoon, John chapter 6, verse 33, the Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 33, Bible says, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." For the bread of God. And that's very, very interesting because I know bread. We like bread in Malawi. There are several shops in Malawi. Not all shops, but we have a few good shops who manufacture good bread. In Malawi, there are a few of them. Shoplite is one of them. But in this verse, I find it very interesting. When the bread we are talking about itself is on the table, and the bread itself is talking, the bread itself is inviting people to come and eat it. Said, for the bread, not just the bread, for the bread of God. So we have come on the table, and there is the bread of God. It's ready, it's on the table right now. It's the bread that comes down from heaven, and that's Jesus Christ himself. That's John chapter 6, those who are searching scriptures, my brothers and sisters, 6:33. For the bread of God is he. And it's talking about Jesus Christ. He is the bread of God who comes down from heaven. And this bread gives life. We have, just as Brother Ken was saying, that when the two hungry men in Malawi, to be hungry, to be a beggar, it's not a strange thing. We have most of these people in all the corners and all the streets of our city. And we know who is a beggar, and we sympathize with them. But if these two beggars, all of them, they meet together and say, "Brother, there is a bread elsewhere. Can we go there and eat that bread?" All of them, they go and eat that bread. And once, the way they eat, it's like they ate maybe 2 months ago. They don't share in good portions. I mean, another beggar gets bigger. If another beggar is slow to catch up, maybe you find the other beggar takes it all. So they scramble because all of them, they are hungry. We have come before the table of the mighty and living and loving God for the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ, the bread who comes from heaven, the bread that gives life. It's the bread who himself describes in verse 35, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." If you read this chapter throughout, I've been reading this week, this chapter, you find that even as Jesus Christ was trying to describe chapter 6 and what it means to be him being a living bread, what so and so on and so on, we find that the message was not pleasing to those who were hearing it. It was discouraging. So I came to the point when I met another pastor who said, "You know, when you are preaching, you must make sure that you have a message which entertains the people. People must love you as you are preaching, must make sure that you put in the message, things which make people happy. Don't preach like you are condemning them. I told him, it's not how the Lord taught his people. It's not how the Lord teaches me the gospel. When we are reading the scriptures, when we are studying the scriptures, the word of God is not there to entertain people. And the preaching of the gospel, if it is the gospel of the Bible, it is not the gospel that entertains people. It's the gospel that talks the truth about God and the truth about us. And at the end of the day, we must expect a few people being offended. And that's how you see at the end of this chapter, Bible says many people left Jesus. They were no longer his disciples. Few were left with him. And Jesus even gave another chance to these people. You also going to leave? And say, where can we go? So until we come to see who are left, little people who are left in the kingdom of God, those who are Christ, they will never be discouraged with this world. They will always be happy even when Jesus Christ is whatsoever. So we've come and met again this Saturday. It's the first day of August 2015. We have this church service from Lilongwe this week. Remember, next week, by God's grace, we'll be live from Mtukwa, as we have been praying for. So it will be in Mtukwa, same time with many brothers from Mozambique. I understand this morning Brother Peter was calling me that yesterday he was in Mozambique trying to organize those people from Mozambique to arrange the program of how they would travel to Mtukwa. So he informed me that the trip was good and great. So we will meet brothers from Mozambique, we'll meet brothers from Togo, brothers from Congo, and even brothers from here. We had a phone call from Blanta, someone wanted to come. He says he might be traveling, but depending on the other logistics there. So it's going to be another weekend next week. But a program such as this one will be finding us live from Togo. And we thank God for what he has purposed for the trip which we have next week. And God bless you. You are welcome. There's a song we want to sing from what time we used to sing this song as we open the service. It's number 29. Number 29. I just fell in love with the song. You know, I used to hear this song many days ago in the religion, but I did not know what this song meant. Kondo yata, Infaya Gonja, Yesu wa Moyo, Adai Bosla. Okay, who is familiar with this one? Kondo yata, Infaya Gonja, the battle is over. Hmm? Anyone familiar?
Yesu wa Moyo, Adai Bosla. Samba oiba osena oja Alleluia 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 Alleluia.
Yeah, that's the way we sing it. So we can go and you can start from there, brother.
Vamos a ir a la casa de la mujer, la hija de la
as we are for the bread. And as John says, the bread that comes from above is he who comes. That's Jesus Christ. You are the bread. You are that who satisfies us. You are the blood which we need to drink. You are everything to us. When you speak, we don't need somebody to speak further. When you say yes, it's done to us. We need your word, Father Lord, right now. We look forward to your presence and to hear what you have taken for us. And Father, at the same time, we pray for our dear brother, whom you have assigned this great responsibility of sharing this great bread with us, Brother Ken, that as you inspire his mind and thoughts, may the Spirit of the living, mighty God continue to give him insights of all the truth, that as he teaches the word, the Spirit of God will give approval to the word, and that it will transfer the same to those listening, not only us, but even those who are listening online. Father, we pray right now that those who are listening in this house, and even myself, Father Lord, as I will be laboring in translating what you will be saying, Father, I pray that you guide my mind, that I try to pick what he says and speak the same to those who are relying on me as I interpret. It's only the Spirit of God that I rely upon to carry on this task. It's not a sin. It's a very hard one. May you help me with my weaknesses in the flesh. We'll get encouragement from your power. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that I pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Cain, I love you. May God bless you.
Thank you. Well, let's take our Bibles and look in Acts chapter 3 once again, and verses 22 down to verse 26 is my text. And I want to speak with you about Christ as God's prophet. From verse 22 down to verse 26.
Verse 26. Tiangana mau ndipo chimeti chipeze mbele mwindi kuti mbuye wathu Yesu Kristu amene ali neneri wathu. Verse 22. Mose adati kwa ambuye Mulungu, adzakulitsira inu mneneri mwa abale anu ngati ine mudzamvere iye mzinthu zilizonse akulankhulani nanu. Ndipo kudzali kuti wamoyo aliyense samvera mneneri ameneyu adzasakazidwa onse mwa wanthu. Koma angakhale aneneri onse kuyambira Samueli ndi akumutsatira onse amene analankhula analekera za masiku awa. Inu ndinu ana aneneriwo, ana apangano Mulungu adapangana ndi makolo anu ndi kunena kwa Abrahamu. Ndipo mu mbewu yako mafuko onse a dziko adzadalitsidwa kuyambira ndi inu. Mulungu ataukitsa mwana wache adamtuma kukudalitsani inu ndi kukubwezani yense kuzoyipa zache.
Now we've been seeing throughout this book of Acts how Christ is the message of the apostles.
Takhala tikuona kuyambira mmene kukulemera machitidwe taliyambira mmene ambuye wathu Yesu Kristu iye mwini wakhalira uthenga wa atumwi umene analalikira.
As a man, Jesus is his name. That's what it says in Matthew 1:21. The Lord told Joseph, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." That's what Jesus means. God saves, the salvation of God. But when you speak of him as Lord, the Lord Jesus, and then you put Christ, Those are titles, Lord and Christ. Those are his titles. It's like we see here in Acts 3 and verse 18. It says that Christ should suffer. That's his title. This one whose title is the Christ should suffer.
Monga tikuonera verse 18 unakuti koma zimene Mulungu analalikira mukamamane meri wose kuti adzamva kulawa Kristo pamene popo akulankhula za title yake kuti monga Kristo ngati title yake yeyo ngati wodzozedwa adzamva zolawa ndiye pa verse 18 ipa mawu kuti Kristo ndi title yake ya Ambuye Yesu Kristo.
Again, down in verse 20, it says, and he shall send Jesus, that's his name, but then Christ, that's his title. Actually, the title Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Messiah. When it speaks of the Messiah in Scripture, that's this word, Christ. So for Peter to be preaching to these Jews of Jesus Christ, that in and of itself was a shock to them, because as unbelieving Jews, they had crucified Jesus for declaring to be the Christ. They thought they were rid of him, and now Peter's standing declaring, no, that same Jesus that you by wicked hands have taken and crucified, God has exalted. He is the Christ. He is the anointed one of God.
Je zina limene Lord Yesu kavana kuti Messiah ila kana kuti Greek ndi tanthauzo limene likuchokera kumawa achi Hebrew wauti Messiah. Je pamene Petro amalalikira kuna kuti Kristu Yesu amene inu mudamtenga ndi kumupachika. Je kuti Petro akulalikira ku anthu amene adala Yuda wosa kuvira Yesu ameneyo. Ndiye kuti panthawi imene iyi chinalinga chiweruzo kwa iwo chowatsutsa kwambiri kuzvazindikiritsa kuti iwowo anapachika Mesiya amene adaneneperatu kuti ndiye adzakhale pulumutsi. Ndiye pakumupachika iwo chinakhala ngati chiweruzo chowadzudzula chifukwa cha uchimo wawo, chifukwa samadziwa kwa iwowo kuna kuti amene adapachikidwayo adali Mesiya.
So for a Jew, an unconverted Jew, just combining those two names, Jesus, the name with the title Christ, was an offense.
So no why the was a kubirida, well panic is a minority was seva, I'm an yesu, that it's not age, I'm not in promosi, Christu, that it's title age, I'm not in Messiah.
They were looking for the Messiah, but not this one. You see? And even today, if you go to Israel, they're still looking for the Messiah to come. But they're not, if you were to tell them, well, Jesus of Nazareth is that Messiah, if they could, they'd stone you for blasphemy. That's how strong that term is. So for Peter to be standing here, he's not just saying Christ, but when he says the Lord Jesus Christ, He's speaking of this one that they detested and rejected, the cornerstone of God, and Peter's saying that one is the Christ of God. He is the prophet of God. It's much like in religious congregations today that call themselves Christian. They're looking for a Jesus. If you say even the name Jesus, they'll say amen. And they'll say he's coming again. He came, he died, he rose again, he's coming again. But when you begin to describe and define him in all his glory, as he's set forth here in scriptures, all of a sudden you'll find people, just like the Jews of old, getting upset. They'll say, well, we believe Jesus is coming again, but we don't believe in that Jesus that you're preaching. Well, how many different Jesuses are there? There were three different types of offices where those that entered into those particular functions were anointed. If you were a prophet, it was by anointing. If you were a priest, it was by anointing. And if you were a king, it was by anointing. You see, that word Christ sums up in one person, one man, all three offices. He was prophet, he was priest, and he was king. He was the anointed one of God.
Mnali madera atatu amene amaloreda kokapokapo munthu achite kudzozedwa. Ndiye kuti mwachitanzwa ngati munthu akhala mneneri amachita kudzozedwa, ngati angakhale wansembe amachita kudzozedwa, kumaso ngati angakhale ulejele mfumu, king. Ngati angakhale mfumu achite kudzozedwa. Sunga ate kuchita function maulindo amene wawa atatu opanda kudzozedwa ako kokutengera ku maofesa amene wawa. Chotero dzina limene lilangoti Kristu limagwira kudzoza kumene kumalumikiza maofesi atatu onsewa koma mwa munthu mmodzi, Yesu Kristu.
I find today that people have more respect for a man as far as a preacher is concerned than they do the Christ of Scripture. They prefer to believe the voice of a man because they'll say, well, he's anointed of God. No, the anointed one of God is Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they don't know him. They prefer to listen to a man and give respect to a man than they will the God man.
Ndaonako masiku ano kuti ambiri amachita chidukwa mbiri pa munthu akamalalikira akamamva kuti akuti amalalikira amenochandiwodzozedwa amenochandiwodzozedwa amadzozedwa mwakuti mwakuti zimene wawanda ambiri amakhala zochidukwa mbiri ndi chakumva munthu koma tikamamfula nkhani wodzoza alipo mmodzi amene ali wodzoza ndi wodzozedwa amene adadzozedwa kunshido ya kulamfula ndi mawu ake kumaso mmene ali ndi Yesu Kristu amene ali mmalemba amene yodi amene ali wodzozedwa koma na anthu amene ali madziko lapansi simunganene kuti kumene kukoti kudzozedwa kumene kudzoza kuli pambwe Yesu.
People today like to run around in religion talking about having an anointing of the Lord, being anointed of the Lord. I'll tell you what, if any of us is anointed, it is because of who we are in Christ, the anointed one. You see, Aaron, the high priest, set apart, had the names of the 12 tribes of Israel on his breastplate. And if there was any blessing of God, it wasn't for their sake, it wasn't because of them, it was because of the high priest that God had anointed. And that's the way it is in Christ. We have no standing before God other than that anointing that God the Father put upon his Son to be prophet, priest, and king.
Koma ndifuna ndikuze kuti ngati tili nako kudzoka kwena kulikonse kumene ife tili nako pano, tili nako mwa Khristu Yesu Ambuye wathu, osati pa ife tokha iyani. Koma mwa iyeyo Yesu Khristuyo ndi mmene muli kudzoza kwathu kwa ife. Kotero kuti ngakhale ansembe amene analipo, sadali ndi kudzoza kwawo, kudzoza kumene kudalipo kudali kudzoza kumene kukachokera kwa Mulungu. Ndi Aloni wonse ansembe, ndi ansembe ena onse amene adali pa nthawi yawo, adalimo monga mwa kudzoza kwawo kwa Mulungu. Yesu ingate kufuna kudzoza kuina kumene kuli kunja kwa Khristu Yesu kuti kukhala pa ifeyo kwatula kudzoza kumene kungapezeke mwa ife mwa Khristu Yesu yekhala basi.
People today confuse anointing with just fleshly emotion. If they get a preacher up front and he's got somewhat of a influence in how he speaks and people get moved emotionally, and he raises his voice and moves around, and gets people crying and all this. They say, man, the Lord anointed him today. But this anointing isn't anything to do with the flesh or emotion. When they consecrated, that's what the word means, to set apart a prophet in the Old Testament, to set apart a priest or a king. It was God's divine authority upon that man, so long as he lived, to carry out that function. But it was to the glory and honor of God, whether men believed or not.
Wokwera kwambiri kapena kuti ndiye anthu kuona matakuna kuti eh koma lero ndiye amapanga zimenezi kodwa nazodzedwa mwina kupeza kuti anthu mauwa aja amangwa amalira mmene mucha zonse zimene chaza mazitengera kapena kuti ndikudzoza kumene kunali pa munthu amene amalankhulayo ndiye amasokonezeka pakati pa mau oti kudzoza ndi kutengeka chifukwa nthawi zambiri kutengeka kumene munthu wakuchita pakati pa nthawi imene akulalikira amakusokoneza anthu kuna kuti ndiye kunali kudzoza kumeneko usadziwa kuti kunali kungokhala ngati munthu chanangotengeka nazo zinthu zija ndiye zimakhala ngati kutengeka ndiye kudzoza koma kudzoza ndi ulamuliro mawu akuti kudzoza ndi kupatsidwa mphamvu ndi ulamuliro wakuchita chinthu ndi mphamvu ndi ulamuliro wakuchita chinthu chichenjicha kumakhazikika monga Mulungu adachitira mu nthawi ya kudzoza kwa aneneri ake.
This is one of the beauties of Scripture when God opens your eyes to see that all of Scripture pertains to Christ, the Anointed One. And even here in Peter's message, without necessarily specifically speaking of the function, yet we see in his message how he's setting Christ forth as God's prophet, God's priest, and God's king.
Uhu ndiye kudzoza kumene kumakhala mawu a Mulungu kumene kudaonekera pakati pa Petro amene amalalikira. Petro momwe amalalikira ndithu kufunika kwake kwakuti pamene ifenso tikhala woti uthenga wabwino waonekidwa. Mulungu wationetsa mmene tingapezere uthenga umene uli mmalemba. Tomakhala kusiyana kukulu pakati pa mmene timaonera chipembedzo ndi kunja kwa chipembedzo lero. Mene ti kutenga wabwino mene maswa tata wano tenga wabwino ndikuona Yesu Kristu amene ali mmalemba zimathandiza kudziwa kuna kuti mmene Petro amalalikira amaona kudzoza kumene kudali pa moyo wa Mbuye Yesu Kristu monga mmeneli kudzoza kumene kudali pa moyo wa Mbuye Yesu Kristu monga wansembe kudzoza kumene kudali pa moyo wa Mbuye Yesu Kristu monga mfumu ndiye kuti Yesu amene ali mmalemba amakhala akulalikidwa monga mmene alili kudapatsidwira ndi kuonetsedwera kwa munthu amene akulalikira kusiyana ndi mmene munthu umamuona Yesu yemweyo maso ako asanatseguke monga malembo omwe pezimawerengera efeyo maso ako asanatseguke palibe chinyozi wokhuzana kuthengo mene kulankhula pano chimene tinachionako.
So here truly is the test of a man's message. How do we know he's sent of God? Well, he's going to preach Christ. And preaching Christ, we preach him as God's prophet, we preach him as God's priest, and we preach him as God's king. You cannot separate those offices. That's who the Lord Jesus Christ is.
So now, the moment we are going to be able to do this, we are going to be able to do this, Jesus Christ. We are going to be able to do this, Monga Memeri. We are going to be able to do this, Monga Wansembe. Umamulalikira Yesu Kristu monga mfumu. Zonsezi izi zili mwa Kristu Yesu yemweyo. Pamene mukulalikira za Yesu Kristu, umamulalikira mzigawo zonse zitatu zimenezi, chifukwa ndi mmene malemba ali monga wodzozedwa.
And that's really what this text is about here in verses 20 through to 26. It's speaking of Christ as God's prophet, the anointed one. And you notice the contrast between prophet and prophets in plural in our text. Notice verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet, singular, shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren. And then down in verse 23 again, which will not hear that prophet. So, singular. There were many prophets. As you see in verse 24, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Verse 25 again, ye are the children of the prophets, plural, but these were just the spokesmen of the prophet of God.
Prophet. Wow. Ye kusiana kwa kuti mukafika verse 22, akuti ndipo Mose tu adalankhula mawu a Ambuye ndi kunena kuti adzakuukitsani inuyo ndani mneneri mmodzi, yes? Mmodzi, mneneri mmodzi. Verse 23, ndipo kudzali kuti wamoyo aliyense samvera mneneri ameneyo, mmodzi amenejayo adzasakazidwa. Tsono verse 22 alikambaza mneneri osakalalikira kuti anamuyani, mmodzi. Verse 23, mneneriso mmodzi. Kuma pa verse 24, koma angakhale aneneri, ndiso pano pamene pabwera ambiri, okay? Aneneri ambiri. Angakhale aneneri onse kuyambira ka Samuel, ndi akutsatira onse amene adalankhula, adalankhula za masiku amene wawo. Ndipo mukayangana mawu amene akulembeza kuti aneneri vena onsewa adali ngati wolankhulira mneneri. Amen. Amene alankhule mawu okhudzana ndi ku kubwera kwa mneneri ndiye pali gulu la aneneri ambiri amene akulankhula za mneneri mmodzi.
You see, even verse 21, he speaks of prophets, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. But all of those prophets, that's the word prophet means to be a spokesman for God. All of them had but one prophecy. And that had to do with this one prophet of God who was to come. And Moses said, hear him.
Mm. kuti ali mwiri wonse amene alipo ndi amene adakhalapo ndi aneneri amene chikonzero adakhala ndi angati amenewo foma woti mneneri ndi maspokesman ndi aneneri kumamva kunoku amati the spokesperson of the government the spokesperson of Eskom mneneri kumbe lilonse limakhala ndi spokesman so mneneri aneneri amene alipo ndi ma spokesman koma wonsewo pamodzi amanenera za mneneri mmodzi amene thambo lakumwamba liyenera kumulandira ndipo amanenera za mneneri ameneyo Khristu Yesu.
There are many religions of the world that will give respect to Jesus of Nazareth as being a prophet. Even the Muslim religion, if you read in the Quran, they recognize Jesus as a prophet. But if you ever listen to the declaration of a Muslim, he is saying that there is one God and Muhammad is his prophet. That's where these religions go wrong. Christ is not just a prophet, he is the prophet of God.
Ama kamba za Yesu Kristu kumamnena ngati mmodzi mwa gulu la aneneri kapena ngati mmodzi wa aneneri awo mwachitsanzo chipembedzo ya Islam kuchipembedzo ya Islam amanena kuti Mulungu mmodzi ndi mneneri wake ndi Muhammad ndiye Yesu Kristu amati ndi mmodzi mwandani mwa aneneri mukuza kuona kuti ku Islam ambuye Yesu Kristu ndi wamng'ono chifukwa amamuyika mgulu la aneneri pamenewo amanena Muhammad yo kuti ndani ndi mneneri ndipo Mulungu alipo mmodzi ndipo mneneri wake Yesu alipo mmodzi ndiye Muhammadi ndiye ndi mmene kuzipembedzo za mtundu umenewu amalakwitsira zinthu pakumvetsetsa kwawo samamutenga ambuye Yesu Khristu monga mmene Bible imamulankhulira ndi mmene ife tikumuonera pano aya amamutenga ambuye Yesu Khristu ngati mmodzi mwa aneneri amene adali ngati wokamba za mneneri wakulu amene ali Yesu Khristu weniweniyo.
You have religious groups today, cults. Here they call them Jehovah's Witnesses. I hate that term because they're not, but that's the title they give themselves. And they'll go door to door and they'll speak with respect concerning Jesus. But if you pin them down and ask them, is Jesus God in the flesh? All of a sudden, they become furious. They argue against it. They give respect to him as Jesus, but they don't give him the glory as God. Here, Peter is quoting scripture as much as these believed in Moses. And he reminds them that even Moses said, there's another prophet like unto me that God would raise up, hear him. You see, there's a difference between just giving Christ lip service and honoring him as God.
Mukamachete na wamaenda koma ndi koma ndipo akamafika pa nyumba amapereka ulemu kwa Yesu koma no mukapanikiza kwambiri kuwafunsa kuti Yesu Khristuyo ndi Mulungu amene ali mwana wa Mulungu kuthupi akuza no apakoti ayisafika umenepo ya amakwira kwambiri chifukwa chakuti iwowo amati Yesu Khristu ndi mmodzi mwa aneneri ena amene adakhalapo chabe basi sakhala kuti ndi Mulungu yaye. Kumano ona ni respecti, ule mwane nuhula, nuhosiana. Kuma baisa respecti dali heze, kuma you give you honor, very special people.
Right? Respect is for everyone. Honor for special people. Come on, say, oh, must we imagine you know them? Give them away, what man will send some men who do spell again. We can do the kind of a little chairman, respect it. Aluna, respect it. Come on, you talk about president. So I think we understand the difference between respect and honor.
Very good. Before it pleased God to reveal Christ in me, I had a respect for Jesus. And I find that in many congregations that call themselves Christian, if you went in and said you're there in Jesus' name, they'd all be saying, amen. But when you begin to declare him in all his glory, just as Peter here, not only as the prophet of God, but the priest of God, the king of God, and truly declare him how he declared himself, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, no man comes to the Father but by him. That doesn't mean by him plus you're accepting him. It means by him. That means he is the one who authorizes who it is that will approach the Father and who won't. He's the one that has determined who it is he has saved and who he hasn't. But people, see, they have a respect for his name, but they believe that he opens the door because they do something or they honor him. No, he opens the door to those that he has authorized to the glory of his Father. That's it. When you see a group of people all excited and dancing and clapping and singing in Jesus' name and all of that, and you have an opportunity to stand up and preach, all of a sudden things get quiet. People get unsettled because this is not the Jesus that they've been taught. This is not God's anointed one. And suddenly now there's consternation and people get upset. Just like here, we're slowly making our way there, but chapter 4, Peter hardly finished speaking, when the people, the priests, the captains, the religious people, the Sadducees, says being grieved, that's angered, that they taught the people and preached through Jesus, what? The resurrection from the dead. It was not possible that this Jesus should the grave should hold him. Our sin could not hold him there. He so satisfied the God the Father that God raised him from the dead. And it says they laid hands on them and put them in hold. They preferred to arrest Peter and John than to allow them to continue to preach a Jesus that was exalted and that was God's anointed. If he just stood up and said, Jesus whom you crucified, they wouldn't have had a problem. But it's the fact that he exalted him as prophet, priest, and king that now all of a sudden they were angry.
Pamene Petro anafika kulalikira za mneneri ameneyu, amene ndithuwa neneri wena wosatenda za iye, kumapeto kwake awawa akulu ansembe, asaduki, anakwiya, chifanyike nchani, popeza uyuyu Petro analalikira za kuuka kwakufa. Kuuka kwakufa ndiye kudati kuti mwapengetsera kwambiri asaduki, chifani chosatheka kunena za Yesu Khristu ameneyu ndikukapasa kuti muli kusokuka kwakufa, ndiye kukhanga kuti wani Yesuyo iwowo, si ameneyu amamuyembekezera. Kumaso adauka mosa kuzana zifuno zao. Kumaso uruwa kuta iya za waso wakufa. Ndiye sasa ya mtima. Kwa wala kuna kutika kwa maro kuna kuna zamina kakira manja. Ndiku wa sekela. Kuti atalafune za Yesu Kristo amene ali ambuye. Amene atuwa kuta iya za waso wakufa. Amene ali umusi. Atalafune za Yesu amene. Anasa ya kutuwa sekela mdende. Maro mozi alasiyala ligile kutenga wakufa.
But here's the blessed truth as well, as you see in verse 4, where God has purposed to save, no man can hinder, because it says, howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed. That's not just hearing with a physical ear. They all heard with a physical ear. But here is the Spirit of God hearing the word, causing them to hear the word. When scriptures speak of Christ as the prophet of God, the word prophet means spokesman. When he speaks, God has spoken. And this is what they heard, the word of God. They heard Christ and believed. And it says the number of men was about 5,000. Imagine that. They laid hold on them to stop them. But the Lord is going to have everyone for whom he has anointed that son to redeem. Every one of them.
Pamene mukuwaza kuona kukafika chapter 4 verse 4, ngakhale padali zonse zimene adaziyesetsa ayuda ndi asaduke kuti zichinge uthenga wabwino ndipo anthu asapembenuka asakhulupirire asamvere. Koma kukafika verse 4 akunati koma ambiri a iwo amene adamva, sakunena kuti anthu amene adangomva ndi makutu a ujeni akulu ya, koma iwo amene adamva ndi makutu a mzimu, amene Mulungu adawakonza kuti ambe zimene zidalankhulidwa ngakhale padali chipolowe. Amena Mulungu adawala sankha kuna kuti angamvere ndi kukhulupirira, amene ajawo anakhulupirira ndipo anapulumutsidwa. Kulibe kanthu kazizizatina motani, kulibe kanthu kazizopsa motani, koma Mulungu salephera kupulumutsa amene afuna kupulumutse. Mulungu sadanika kupulumutsa anthu amene afuna kupulumutsa, chifukwa iyeyo, pamene umalandidwa uthenga umenewu mkati mwa chipulowe ngati chimene chichi, iwo anthu amene akhulupirirawo, Adam vabe mpulumutsiwa wakulankhula za iwo mpaka na adakhulupirira ndi kupulumutsiwa. Chiyerengero cha wanthu ndi kubwera nthawi imeneyo. Pamene ena adachiona kuti nkofunika kwa amanga ndi kwatsekera mpulizo.
I think sometimes when we read the scriptures here and Peter's message, we think of him as an orator. But he wasn't. He was a fisherman. In fact, that's what astounded these others, religious people, when they heard him. They said, these are unlearned men. How is it, as we get into the book of Acts, that they've turned the whole world upside down? Well, it's not their oratory. It's not their ability to speak. It's their subject. And God blesses the subject. He blesses the message of Christ to the hearing of everyone that he's purposed to save. And therein we rest.
That's a comfort. That's a comfort. Taitambiri mwena tika maona mene Petro amalalikira ndi zimene zimapangira kusakirizana. kupitira kuti akulaitira muzi wafunda ngati zimenezi koma anthu olembenuka akutaniso akulembenuka kumana kuti chimapangisa ndichani petro sudanali munthu wophunzira iyani mamulungu akutisimikizira mbesina momwemo akutiuza kuti adali mbuli osadziwa koma sikuti ndikuphunzira kapena kusaphunzira kumene kumapanga anthu kumva mamulungu ndikupulumutsidwa chimene chimapanga anthu mamulungu kuti achambe ndikupulumutsidwa ndi chimene mukulalikiracho the subject mukulalikira chani chimene mukulalikira chimene mukulalikiracho chimene chimapanga anthu kuti amve ndipo chimene chimalalikiracho chimene chimapanga anthu sapulumutsidwe ngati chimene mukulalikira ndi china simungayembekezere anthu atembenuka mtima chifukwa mukulalikira chinthu china koma chimene mukulalikira pa petulo analalikira yesu khristu iye amene ali mneneri odzozedwa analalikira yesu khristu iye amene ali wansembe odzozedwa analalikira yesu khristu iye amene ali mfumu yodzozedwa ndipo ulaliki wake wonse kwa iwo oyenera kupulumutsidwa adawumva nakhulupirira ndi kupulumutsidwa.
When we read these words here, the reason why they're so precious is because they have to do with Christ. Brother Laxon, you mentioned he was timid about speaking. I'm sure Peter was. Imagine Peter standing here in front of this crowd. But why is it, where did that boldness to speak come? It was the Spirit of God directing his words, and where the Spirit directs, the subject is always going to be the exalted Christ. Christ is prophet, priest, and king. That's where the power is. It's in the person of Christ, not in the vessel of clay. We're nothing but vessels of clay.
Yeah. Atakwanisa bwanji petulo kumasulira bwino ndi kulalikira momveka bwino mwamtundu umene petulo werengera pano pokhala munthu amene anali munthu amene anali kuti zambiri sadali ngati mbusa anu yayi siusadali wochokera mchipembedzo petulo adali musodzi kumakamba apapa kuti anthu monga mbale Lakison amachita manyazi kuti afike kuti alankhule ndikumakhozogawana nawe umboni ndikulankhula naye chimodzimodzi mwinanso petulo adali ndi mfuno ngati imene ili mbale Lakison
That's what Paul wrote to the Corinthians there in 1 Corinthians 2, in verses 1 down to verse 5. He said, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. What's the testimony of God? It's concerning his son. He said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. But what does he say? I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. But what? In the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, not even in the preacher preaching, but in the power of God. Who is the power of God? Who is the wisdom of God? It's Christ, the anointed one.
Christ.
That's how God speaks to the heart of his people. It's through Christ.
Imene Paulo amalankhulira ku Akorinto, muwana Akorinto chapter 2 verse 2 kulekera verse 5. Pauli ndinatsimikiza mtima kuti ndisadziwe kanthu kamwa inu ine inu koma ndani Yesu Kristu ndi iye opachikidwa ndipo ine ndinakhala nanu mofoka ndi mmantha ndi monthunthumira mwambiri ndipo mawu anga ndi kulalikira kwanga sanakhala ndi mawu okopa anzeru koma mchionetsero cha mzimu ndi mphamvu chipake chani verse 5 kuti chikhulupiriro chanu chisakhale mzeru ya wathu koma mwa mphamvu ya Mulungu kuti mmene amapita kumeneko petulo akuti adali ndi zofoka zonse zimene amachita somantha akamakhala ndinamfana nawo kwanji anthu amenewo spichi yake mawu ake olankhula ndi iyeyo adaliso achawoti amadzirira zvonhu zvosorodza kuti chani kuti andimva mwakuti koma akuti chinhu chimodzi chimene iyeyo chidali pamwoyo wake ndichakuti alalikire Yesu Kristu kumaikaya odani wopachikipa kuti chikhulupiro cha vanhu amene adalavhure nawo ndipo alalikira chisakhale pamunhu koma chikhale mumphamvu ya mulungu mphamvu ya mulungu ndi chani Yesu Kristu mwana wa mulungu wamoyo imeneyo ndiyo mphamvu ya mulungu mmene chikhulupiro cha munhu aliyense amene Kristu adamufera chiyenekera mangiko apo ndi pa mphamvu ya Kristu Yesu.
No matter where you turn in Scripture, whether Old Testament or New Testament, every one of God's prophets, plural, that spoke of the Anointed One, the prophet, the priest, the king. We see that in Hebrews chapter 1, in verses 1 through 3. I want you to read that. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. Peter spoke of the prophets, but then they spoke of the prophet. Same thing the writer to the Hebrews declares here in verses 1 through 3, if you'll read that.
Verse 1, verse 3,
brother Langston. Kare, Kuru, Anakura, Mamuru, Mahane, Mane, Ambi, Mana, Mana, Amene, Anamuiga, Mulova, Olova, Yumba, Wazozi, Ma, Yeso, Anarenga, Maiku, Limba, Mamuma. Ameneyo pokhala ali chinyezimiro cha ulemerero wache ndi chizindikiro chenicheni cha chikhalidwe chache nanyamula zonse ndi mawu amphamvu yache mmene adachita chiyeretso cha zoyipa anakhala pa dzanja la manja la ukulu mmwamba atakhala
So you see the same here, prophets in verse 1, God at sundry times, diverse manners, different ways, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. These were his spokesmen, but in these last days has spoken, see that's what the word prophets, the word prophet means, to prophesy, isn't just foretelling the future, it is foretelling God's will and purpose. In these last days has spoken by, you notice his is an italic in the English here, it's just by the Son, whom he hath appointed. See, there's the anointing, the appointing heir of all things.
Kabena njira mina masara kuna njira sosena siyana aneneri sosena siyana chana nakala kuna kuna aneneri adali ma ugeni ma spoko sponsor amu aka funa kula mkula koma verse 2 koma pakuchapache pama siku ano anala mkula di ife maura anala mkula di ife una kula mkula di ifeo ni mwana wake kabena uluma mwana wake amina adamu hika mwana kudi ya mungu adaika ndukumsanka mwana ye uja kukhala wolowa mmalo wolowa mnyumba wa zonse zake za iyeyo mmene adalenga maiko amwamba ndi amadziko omwe apadziko lapansi.
Now wherever you see Christ set forth, even though the scriptures may not specifically use the words, yet you're going to see him set forth as the anointed of God, the appointed one of God, in these three offices, prophet, priest, and king. You can't separate them. And we have it right here in this scripture that you've just read.
Ndimene mulungu adapangira ndizoti adazipangira kukale kuna kuti zikuchitika izi mwana wake Yesu Kristu adapangidwa kukale kukakhala ichi
when verse 2 says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, he's sending him forth as God's prophet, spoken by. If God has any word to say to any sinner concerning himself, it will be by his Son. He is God's prophet. You see, John was saying that in his gospel, in John 1:1, in the beginning was what? The Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Why is Christ called the Word? Well, he's God's prophet. If God has anything to reveal of himself to a sinner, it will be through this Word, the Word of Christ, the Word who is Christ. Now, when Moses said, as we're reading there in Acts 3, but actually quoting Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, when he said that the Lord would raise up another prophet from among the brethren, is the way he put it, like unto me. This is what's so astounding about the Lord Jesus, is that he was a man. As he walked on this earth, he was among men. God tabernacled among men. And yet, it took the Spirit of God to open their eyes to see that he was above men. He was the God-man. He was the prophet. And that's why Moses said, hear him. Hear him.
Pamene Mose amalankhula maamene alikabwera kumachita chapter 3 kuja verse 22 akuti ndipo Mose adati mbuye mulungu adzakuukitsani inu mneneri mwa abale anu pamenepo Mose amaona Yesu Khristu uja pamene amaona mneneri ujaka khasi ngati munthusi maonekedwa iyeyo amuoneka ngati mneneri munthu simangofunika kuti tikaona kuna kuti zidatenga Yesu mulungu kuti mneneri amene amamutenga apa pakuti amuoneka ngati wachibale wa kuthupiyu amaposa mneneri wa anthu ndi mulungu ndi mulungu munthu amene amasula kuti godman olomani god godman ndi mulungu munthu kuti ngoposa munthu si mneneri wamba iyayi ndi mneneri mulungu ndi amene amanenepa apo koma iye pomuona adaona ngati mneneri wachimunthu ngaipa vesi 22 Mose anati mbuye mulungu adzakuukitsani inu iwo mneneri mwa abale anu ukhala ngati iyeyo amuona kuti mneneri adzakhala wachingati wachamongangadani monga munthu mmene alire amuona mneneri wachimunthu mwa abale wanu ngati ineyo simuona amaterekeza yekha Moses kuti adzakhala ngati ndani Mose ngati iye Mose mmene adalire ali mudzamvere iye mzinthu zilizonse ndiye kuti chimene samaona Mose apa ndiye kuti mneneri amene amanena apayo ndi mneneri mulungu amene siofananaso ndi moseyo iya ndiwoposa ndani ndiwoposa mose koma moseyu pambana kwaigona kuti adanena kuti iwo onse wa amvere ndani adzamvere mneneri ameneyo chifungo muposa moseyo.
You see, this is where we have to take our place in the dust, because men like to think that when they speak for God. And we have to even be careful. We're fallible. There's times when I've said some things and preached them and afterward gone back and realized I need to correct that. In fact, James says that, be not many teachers, for we shall receive the greater condemnation. But when Christ spoke, every word he said was the truth, because it was God speaking in him, through him, and to his people. You see, to hear the voice of Christ is to hear the voice of God. That gives me comfort, because if he's been pleased to reveal himself in me, then I can say of a surety, I know God, because Christ has spoken.
Paintaizina, tinamakala, ukamaona monga mene adala mfula pa Moses. Ndiku naso kamakala kumangana mwina, zambi isi mwanda la mfula, kama nipala lingine, kama nipala kuzisa. Wewe kwa manja nga, ndiku sifeche, mwana kutu, ndika na kawu mwana kwa teka, mkana kwa ya nunga kwa nzozi ya lala lingine pa jesu, lala lingine pa jesu. Tumawa jala la mwika pa jago, sunde ya jago, kupende uti kudala kuita ditu, ni mwena papa Moses, takata kawu na alipo, kwa lola kozo, Jadi nak buat buat macam mana ni? Ada kalang dari ni, bukan? Ada kalang dari ni. Umat cakap masih kau mahu mana? Kau masih berada di sini. Kau mah apa pun dia pada nak buat. Kau semua kau buat ni depan. Di mana ambuye amat jadi. Tapi nak buat ni cara ulam meluwa dia mengkaji zonse. Umat cakap mana kau buat kau mana kau jaga ramli mawam biri, manis jaga biri, zola kau jaga biri, zola kau jaga zola kau biri, zola kau Majidwa anambiri wala kuiga, kumaso weka kumana utono ni kaka kwanze banyi, pazi na uza kumbwe. Ndimuna nizia sisa, nizia sisa kuchoko kubila. Kumena boso na boso, uku mbola kuita sosi na nizia na kula kuitu. Kata fika ya kumbwe na kumbwe umatu posa kuita. Mweza usuna kwanze yesu kwa kika sosi na aso. Nimene jisomo jima karira, kwa kwane sa kulepera wako.
But here's the point that I want us by God's grace to see, and that is where God sets forth his son as the prophet, and where his preachers declare him as the prophet. It just doesn't stop there. He's the prophet and he's the priest. That's why you read here in Hebrews 1:3, this one being the brightness of his glory and upholding all things by the word. There it is. The word of his power. What? When he has by himself purged our sins. A message is never complete with regard to Christ, the anointed one, in just speaking of him as God's prophet. He's the prophet and he's the priest. That's why he came, to lay down his life. Christ could have walked this world speaking the truth concerning God and then ascended into heaven, and there would not have been salvation accomplished. It took him laying down his life that God might be just to justify him.
Timamba kuona kumawa vile nge munga na chinga vile kukukula wale pelicha. Mena kula mpulia. Amene yo verse ya 3. Wakala alichinye zimiro cha ule menero wache. Nichi zindikilo che niche niche chikribe chache. Nanya mula zonse timawa ambu yache. Mena le chute chiele soja zoiba. Anakala pasajala manji. Ababa. Ole mbabubuli mene ilahe peli. Agone se kuna kuti. Mbabili kukufono kwa zela jikula mpulia za Yesu Kristo. Sisi mande kufikira mpana na sila kono kwa zila kuhilo, ule mirelo wage, chinyezi. Chipa iyeyo, Yesu Kristu sari mchape mwanga mungu ya. Ali chinyezi miyo, chinyezi miyo ni kuwala kwa ake kumene mungu ali. Ni maonegebe ake amene mungu ali. Ni mkambu ya ake imene mungu ali. Mwakamo, una kufono kwa zila kuno, ni kula likiwake wa Yesu Kristu ya. Una fika kwa tindika, una kuli Yesu Kristu zimu njade ya. Kuma iyeyo, ndi maonekedwe eni amulungu mbinariri. Iyeyo ndi mneneri weni wa mulungu ozoze kwa wake wa mulungu mbinariri. Ndati mfuno zose za mbine Yesu Kristu aliri zita forogoza lekwa ndi kutindiki kwa wito. Wonga majembe ni mbina kuforogoza la. Iba mbine tinga tia kumba kuna kuti. Shiro yonse imine iye anayikwira ya chikuru mbuzi nyantu wale. Kwa ufuno wa mulungu ozoze kuna wakarendu kwa wosa. Anayichita mwapa mwamba. Manso, mawane kendo aki ammareva mwane kapo kongola. Osa kala mele zinga chuku mbele fedu mkanizdei. Mamba mele anhamila makanizira.
This is where the dividing comes, because there are many that would stand up and say, amen, yes, Christ is God. He is God's prophet. But then they go on to preach that what we need to do then is to follow him, follow his word, follow his example. That's what they preach. And yet, that's not salvation. Salvation is in who he is as God's prophet, yes, but it's in salvation's in who he is as God's priest. That without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins.
Timeneka kuti feyo tiyatete lizimtajira lizitajira maitendo yake lizitajira ma moyo wake waiye lizitajira iye kuti kale kufana na iye timene anhu amatalizwa achita mbezo cha umuntu amakumbira kuti munhu amafikira chinyeziniro chamurungu pamene akutsatira yesu pamene chipulumutso si mmene iwe akufuna kutsatira yesu ndi mmene yesu khristu anachikwaniritsira pa iweyo ndi munhu mwene chili chipulumutso mmene iye anachikwaniritsira pa iweyo osati zimene wakuyesera kuti uchite potsatira yesu ndikumana kuti potero mwene kuti ndikuyenda mbabazi mwa yesu sindiyo chipulumutsocho ya chipulumutso chimene yesu khristu anachita pa iweyo pokhala wochimwa iwe
If you do like I like to do, I have this written in the margin of my Bible next to verse 2 is God's prophet, verse 3, God's priest. But then notice at the end of verse 3, it says, when it says he had by himself purged our sins, what? Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. What's that? God's king. He's ruling and reigning. It's not waiting to rule and reign. He didn't die so that hopefully some will believe on him and then he'll have some people to rule over. No, he rules and reigns now. In fact, he's seated there ever to intercede on behalf of everyone that God the Father gave him so that not one is lost.
A prophet in the middle of Mulungu. Verse 3, 1-7, Mulungu, Zozeva. Amene, Adagiran Shoyonse, that a prophet, Walamblamau, Bamalamblamau, Pidawan Flage, Amena Fula, Udian Bande Mauo, Nampu Vidir. Verse 3, Mongo 1-7, Amena Vedigra Chimo, Lamu Fochima Ujani Bronze. But here, Amena Limitin Pampu Sonse. Zoom for a warm, Amena Tate Adam.
I'm so thankful that as God's preacher, I don't have to worry about results. I remember the day when I was sent out by different congregations, and I felt like I always had to be reporting back, send a report back as to how many conversions, how many baptisms, how many people attended. We had a little board up on the wall, counting heads, counting men, counting women, counting children, counting offerings, all those things that is nothing but works religion. It is such a freedom to be able to, by God's grace, stand up each week as God gives opportunity and do nothing but exalt the Lord Jesus Christ as God's prophet, priest, and king, and he'll take care of his work. That's it. We point sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ alone, the crucified, the risen one, the reigning one, the one in whose hands are all flesh, that he give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him, period. So I don't complain when there may be few that, to whom I'm preaching. If there's one sheep among them, I'm thankful.
When it says that we have to do it, 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 Figure that Sukhi Menenda or Nakumuru, Slavudi, Narivota Ig and Washington Belemakina, Sperry, Imene Christo, Anna Ifera, Cinema Diam Tima, the Clever Mon. The Clever Nikolakira Palomo, Nikutan Harios, Nikolakira, Kumanako Mozi and Kamene, I post Yamuru, Ninawa Niga, wait for your Mozi. Mkokwana Mene, Usiana Kunavit, Nikakarendi Kumatan Zoda Kuran Mokuti, Adamazika Mokuti, and Boshuka was sale.
Mm-hmm.
amene wandipatsa ntchito yauri ndikhoza kutumikira iye amene Khristu anafuna kuti apulumutse ndi kumufera.
I recently had a conversation with a preacher that professes to preach and believe what I preach. And in talking with him, he mentioned that they'd had a good day of worship. And I said, well, what made it better today than any other day? And he said, we had a good crowd in attendance. And I said, oh, really? So that's what makes it a good day? And he said, well, it sure is encouraging when you get more people out to hear you. He said, in fact, we had 44 in attendance. And I said, 44? How on earth did you know there were 44? And he said, well, when I'm preaching and I'm having them look up scripture, I'm counting. And I thought to myself, how on earth, what if the Lord had only brought one? Would we preach any differently to that one that the Lord brought? Would we preach any differently with less enthusiasm? It's not about how many are in attendance or how many here. It's glorifying God, the Father. He delights in hearing his Son. And even if nobody was there, what about your own heart? Do you rejoice in this one that God has anointed as prophet, priest, and king? If he's been revealed in you, that's a grace. That's a mercy. Our time's getting away, but come back to Acts 3, because I want to show you even here in Peter's message. And this is the unity of Scripture. What one writer writes in Hebrews, what Paul declares in 1 Corinthians 2, what we see here of Peter, it's the same thing. These men that God raised up, just like today, any of us, if God has raised us up, we're exalting the Christ, that means the anointed one, as prophet, priest, and king.
Yeah.
Here in verse 22, and if you want to do the same thing in the margin, you can write the word God's prophet. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brother. There he is. He's God's word. He's the word of God. If there's anything to be heard or said, it'll be through him.
But
do you see how verse 22 begins with the word for? That's a conclusion. Why is it that we should believe on Christ? Why is it that we should hear him? Well, he is God's prophet. We need not doubt how it is that God saves sinners. We listen to and we hear God's prophet. It's not a man. It's the God-man. It's Christ. The Christ. The two times when Christ was on earth that God the Father caused his voice to be heard, it was the same message. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." That's the anointed one. Hear him. See, God the Father is not saying something different than even what he raised up Moses to say. When he said that voice was heard and he said, hear him, he was confirming that this was that one of whom Moses spoke. Because the same spirit of Christ that caused Moses to write and declare what he declared, that same spirit was in Christ, declaring himself to be that one.
Ngalida kusiyana kwena kuti kose apa pangakhali ndi mmene mulungu adalankhulira mmene mose amenati mumvere iye pamene mulungu amenati mumvere iye adali mawu okhaokha chifukwa mzimu umene umalankhula mwa mose kuti mumvere iye kudali mzimu umwewo umene atate adali pamene adati ndi mwana wanga mwa iye mumvere iye.
That's why when the Pharisees were saying this to Christ, that they had Moses as their authority, what did Christ say? If you believe Moses, you'd believe me. For he spoke of me. I am that one. There's no difference between the law and the gospel. The law foretold the one who would come and fulfill it. The gospel declares that he has come and he has fulfilled all things. But what I want you to see here, as I said previously, he's prophet, priest, and king. Peter, in verse 18, had already set him forth as the priest, God's priest, because he said those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, what? That Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. So there in the margin, you can put God's priest. He's not only the mediator, he's the sacrifice to God's satisfaction.
You
ever wonder why we don't worship God like many in religion do, where they come through a man that's dressed up like a priest, and why it is we don't offer any kind of sacrifices anymore? Well, it's because verse 18 It says there, he hath so fulfilled. Fulfilled means every jot and tittle, everything concerning Christ, he fulfilled in his coming, doing, and dying. He's God's mediator, God's priest. He's the altar. He's the sacrifice. He's everything. You say, well, where is he set forth as God's king? Well, verse 21, whom the heaven must receive. When he ascended, he sat down, as we saw in Hebrews, the right hand of the majesty on earth. That's the place of honor. He rules and reigns now. And he will, whom heaven must receive until the times of the of restitution of all things. When you talk about the restitution of all things, it's talking about when that last one for whom he paid the debts is brought into the kingdom, then he'll come again. You
know? Nemeri wa mulungu ozozelo kumaso mfumo ya mulungu ozozelo nanga mfumo ipezeka pani verse 21 aba amene thambo la kumwamba liyenera kumulandira kufikira nthawi ya kukwanisa zinthu zonse zimene mulungu adalankhula za izo mkama mwaneneri ache woyera chiyambire pamenepo pali kulandira kwa zinthu zonse zimene iye ali mfumu zilandiridwe mwa iye mwa ulemerero wake.
You ask yourself why it is that the Lord Jesus Christ has not yet come again. The only answer I can tell you is that it's because there must yet be one of his sheep for whom he paid the debt that is not yet brought into the fold. Because the scriptures say when that happens, when that occurs, then there's no more need for Christ to wait. He'll come again to receive unto himself everyone the Father has given. This is where many misinterpret scripture. If you look in, this will be my final verse in 2 Peter chapter 3. This is the same Peter that is preaching here in Acts that declares this over in 2 Peter 3:9. You've heard men preach this. Yeah, you hear men preach that. They say, well, God's not willing that any should perish. So that's why Christ hasn't come back yet. Well, guess what? Every time a baby's born in the world, if God has to wait for that one to give him an opportunity to repent, that's how men preach it, then Christ will never come again. What they ignore is the first part of that verse where it says, is long-suffering to us word. He's talking about a specific people for whom God is long-suffering. And if you go back to the very first chapter of Peter, 1 Peter, he's talking about those that are the elect of God. He's long-suffering for their sake And when it says not willing that any should perish, it's any of us. He's not willing to lose one that he's purposed to save, not one for whom Christ died. But when that last, and when it says, but that all, you see, it's not all, but all of us, collectively, everyone for whom he paid the debt, the key is usward. That's not everybody. He's writing to those that are the Lord's. And he's not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us, all of his redeemed ones, all that the Father gave him, should come to repentance. In other words, he brings them to repentance. That's why Peter said back in Acts 3 and verse 23, it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. There are a bunch of people gathered in the name of Jesus, even among the people, and yet have never heard him. They've heard of him, but notice, will not hear that prophet. How does one hear? God gives them ears to hear. But unless they hear him, they will be destroyed from among the people. That's like the chaff being sifted away from the wheat. The Lord will separate out his people. Those that he has purposed to hear will hear, but the rest will be condemned, such is his glory. If you've ever been in the presence of a person who's blind or who's deaf, they're not straining to see because they're blind. They're not straining to hear because they're deaf. But anybody with sight or anybody with hearing, when you stand up to speak, they're attentive because they've been given eyes to see and they've been given ears to hear. That's the only reason any of us hear Christ. We've been given eyes to see and ears to hear. So don't be surprised when others are not eager to hear of him. It's because they've not been given that sight or those ears. There's no more precious gift than that the Lord could give, and he does, to those that he sent Christ to redeem. It's the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Well, we'll stop there for now. Lord willing, pick up with that next time.
God bless you, and we now tend to close the service this evening by singing a song. We are going to sing a song number 36.
Thank you.
Let's look to the Lord. Gracious Father, I thank you for this opportunity to meet together with each one that you have gathered. We may not be all in the same place together at this point, but we all are before your throne of grace. And I pray that you would take this word that we've heard, but cause us to truly hear of him who is the Word, your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and whom you have anointed as prophet to speak to us of your glories as priest, that he might intercede on behalf of such sinners as we are by laying down his life to pay our sin debt, but also as King, the one who rules and reigns, and by his sovereign power does draw sinners, wretched sinners as we are, to yourself, that we might be indeed called your children. I'm thankful that the work of salvation from beginning to end is His work. It's Your work through Him, Father, Son, and Spirit. And for that, we give You the glory. I commend each one to You, knowing that You will bring home to each heart Your word as You see fit. It never returns to You void. I pray for Brother James and the others there as they minister the word in Malawi, that You would strengthen each one by Your grace and grant wisdom to exalt him who is Your wisdom. I pray for myself here, knowing my own weakness and fallibleness. And yet, Lord, You're pleased to take such vessels of clay and open our mouths and cause us to speak forth the glories of Christ. And I pray that You would be with me in preparation here throughout this day. We commend each one to You, pray for Your blessing, and look forward to next week when we can gather once again. And we give You all the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.